Hey, I'm at that sexual health clinic at the gate. It's at the Fleming Health Center.
What is this?
Oh, it's a condom. I stole it from my mom.
Why do you like watching boys kiss other boys? Do you kiss other boys, huh?
Self-identity is a personal amenity, and what you think, say, or do cannot and will not change me.
That is from a production called SEXT, S-E-X-T. It stands for Sex Education by Theater. It was created 2 years ago by Shira Taylor, a PhD candidate in public health. She had help from young people in the Flemington and Thorncliffe Park communities, where sex ed, as we've reported here, has been a very controversial topic. Since then, SEXT has played at the Ontario Science Center, the Flemington Health Center, and recently at Marc Garneau Collegiate, which serves Flemington and Thorncliffe. Tonight, it opens at the Fringe Festival. Mary Getachew and Hamza are two of the young people in the production. We're only using Hamza's first name. We wanted to let you know at his request. They are both here with me now in studio. Good morning to you, Mary, and good morning to you, Hamza.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for stopping by. Great to hear a bit of the show. Entices us. So, Mary, let's start with you. We heard a little bit of the dialogue. Tell me what people will see and hear on stage at the show.
Absolutely. So, outside of the nutshell of it being actual sex ed by theater, we're also covering a whole range of topics, including healthy relationships, the different types of stigmatizations faced by people within the community, as well as sex ed on a whole. But we're delivering it in a varying range of skits and songs and dance and interactive pieces as well.
And you've drawn on issues from your own lives to bring this show together. Tell me about that.
Exactly. I know for me personally, something that stood out was the healthy relationships piece. I've always felt that as a society on a whole, we've talked a lot about, the sex ed portion of things and how to stay safe physically in that sense, but just the psychological and the emotional aspects of these relationships often go untouched. And so I was able to write and create and, with obviously help from amazing artists that donated their time to us, put a piece together just around that. I even wrote a song.
That's fantastic. And I want to hear from both of you, but Hamza, I'll throw it to you first. Why did you want to be part of this show?
Well, the reason I wanted to be part of this show and the reason that I've stuck with this part of this show is, as Mary summed it up, that this show really covers issues which youth like myself and like Mary are facing today, issues which are very close to us, and many times that youth don't really have a chance to go out to and speak to anyone. And this show is kind of, it just comes down, it tackles those stereotypes, it just addresses those issues. And I think that's a reason we've got so much attention from the media, so much attention from the youth as well within the community.
They can relate
oh, yeah,
to
for
it.
For sure, they can relate.
And why did you want to be a part of it?
Very much similarly, but for me, there's the added piece of I'm a newcomer. Like, it's been about 3 years that I've been in Canada, and where I came from was from the Middle East, and you literally, within the law, couldn't have these conversations out loud, right? I didn't have access to all this education and information. And in coming here and being part of this program, I've learned so much. I've been able to teach so much. And it just means the world to me that I can continue to do this. I feel like the youth voice has been missing from this conversation, given that youth are their focus. So it's just cool to have that script flipped.
Yeah, a lot of people talking at you what you can and shouldn't learn or should learn.
Yeah.
And you guys are taking control. And Hamza, you're clearly committed to the show. You've been in it since the beginning. But we did mention off the top you didn't want us to use your name. So tell people why that is.
Well, basically, to put it in a nutshell, I didn't want to use my name because we're talking about sex ed in a way that people in this Thorncliffe Flemington community normally would not talk about. And as someone who's very involved within the community, I just prefer to use my first name at the moment. And there has been a lot of controversy within the community. As we know, we've had a lot of sex ed protests going on. Now, there's been some controversy regarding our show as well, but when it comes to controversy, the people who've seen our show, they really loved it. We've got amazing feedback from those people. But the controversy lies within the people who really haven't seen our show and don't exactly know what it's about. Because from reading the title, you know, it comes to you're like, hey, what is this? This isn't your everyday show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that clearly gets their attention. You know, speaking in terms of the concerns and sometimes the stigma about talking about these things. You know, a friend of mine was talking to a mom in a similar neighborhood to Thorncliffe Park, and she said she was sort of on the fence about the curriculum, and she said, "I'm afraid what the community. I want my child to learn, but I'm afraid of what the community will think if I let my child learn. You guys have probably heard things like that as well from people in the community.
And I think that a lot of that is kind of almost fueled by the misinformation that gets passed around, which is something else that Sext almost tackles, right? Because we're putting that information out forward and we're saying, hey, we're youth that have learned this, and if anything, we're more informed, we stand stronger in our choices now. And so that's often something that I think would help be a conversation starter, right? Just even being able to catch the real information in interactive ways like theater.
I want to repeat that line that you said, if we are informed, we stand stronger in our choices.
Yeah.
Hope people let that sit in their ears. You have performed this in your community, as we've mentioned, the Science Center and Mark Garneau Collegiate, where you both went to school. So how was it received? Did people come in maybe a little worried? And then how was it received?
Yeah. Sure. I think up to today, everywhere we've performed, we've gotten amazing feedback. And we know that because we had, at the end of every show, we hand to the audience a feedback form, so which they hand back to us. And one place where we had surprisingly amazing feedback was down at the school at Mark Garneau, because before we performed, we were like, hey, we don't know if we should do this. We don't know the type of feedback we're going to get. But once we performed, the children loved it. The feedback we got was amazing. And as Mary can also tell you, that one of the teachers actually came up to us after the show. And what he said was that a student, after watching our show, a student had come up to him and told him about an abusive relationship she was in. And for us, that's just success right there, because that's the whole point of our show. It's to educate people and hopefully to help change someone's mind, to help change someone's life maybe.
And getting them to talk.
Yeah.
Talk is so important. And you have a rap in this show, Hamza, about male identities. We can't play it now, but tell us what more about it.
Sure. Well, this rap, it's more of a spoken word piece. It's a mix of both because they're very closely related. But it started off because we always hear a lot of stuff about females or within the community. But one topic that I think is a little overlooked is the fact that what society expects from males, and that's one thing that my rap covers, and I think it's something that is really important to cover. Like, for example, one of the stereotypes is men are tough, they shouldn't cry, for example. And I think we have several pieces that address issues regarding this topic and many other topics as well.
And you mentioned your song earlier, Mary. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah. It's interesting. When we started this out, I was coming from a place where I just thought it was an important think piece. And given that it's been 2 years with the program, I had the opportunity to write something a bit more from a personal experiences as well. And having the capacity to do that, to really niche in my side of the story and why I think it's so important. I've always thought that it's literally a piece for me where I've looked back and thought, if I'd known then what I know now, it wouldn't have taken me so long to make those decisions that I did. And having that piece in the play is just as empowering to me as it is uplifting. Yeah.
Before, you know, we hinted at this, but before we go, I want to give you both a chance. If parents are listening to this, what do you want to say to them? Mary and then Hamza.
Come see the show. Bring your kids. Bring people that you want to have this conversation with and just sit back, relax, and enjoy. It's time for teens to give the talk.
I think Mary hit it right on that. The only thing we want to tell the parents is come and have a look at our show. If there is some controversy about something, some confusion about something, have a look at the show. It's not going to kill you. And after that, let's have a talk.
Thank you both for this fantastic talking to you.
Thank
Favorite
you.
Conversation
Thank you
of the day
us.
So far. Mm-hmm. It's time for teens to give the talk. I like that. That was Mary Getachew and Hamza, two of the young people involved in the new production, Sext, opening at the Fringe Festival tonight. It will also play Summer Works this summer.